It's nice to finally talk to you again, Mookie. It's been a while.
What's happening, my friend? How are you? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I mean, it's new year, new me, right? I haven't broken the resolution yet. Like, I don't know. I'm doing lettuce wraps for lunch. Like, look it. I'm a powerhouse right now.
Don't mess with me.
Hold
up. I just had a conversation with my husband. I said, I don't know what to talk about today. My life is so dull lately. And he said, what about resolutions? I said, no, nobody's talking resolutions. You still have a resolution going.
That's my resolution every day of every year, right? We're getting to the age where it's like, hey, check the blood pressure, check the cholesterol, check the heart. And they're all like, what are you doing to yourself? Like, why don't you pump the brakes on all the nasty shit and get some good stuff in your body? I'm like, hey, good idea.
Oh.
I'll just chase it down with a 2-pound Easter bunny or something, you know?
Wait, chocolate's so good for you.
I had a lettuce wrap with coleslaw, rice, chicken and a little satay sauce. It was delicious, except I packed it too full, man. I couldn't even wrap the lettuce wrap around it. So it was more like, I don't know, lettuce open face sandwich, you know what I mean?
Well, you just cut up the lettuce in and have a salad.
Yeah, basically it's what I did with a fork. I know. I'm sick of like spilling stuff. And I got three dogs just waiting for the things to spill off my face. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they win, I lose. Lettuce? Why are we eating lettuce? We normally have like McDonald's. What are we doing? So they lost interest and went outside.
I'm not eating that shit.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Oh, my God.
All right. So let's talk about work and doing mornings. We both do mornings now. And we're going to start now. Our 4 minutes of talking mornings, yawn, starts now.
Okay, man. I don't know what to do. When you get up at this time of day, you have a rotation of sleep aids, right? Would you agree with that?
I don't.
Oh,
I have
okay.
no. I could fall asleep right now. I could sleep anytime.
Okay. But it's such a psychological game because, you know, you're playing a game of I shouldn't drink much in the afternoon to limit the pee breaks. And then you're like, OK, I need a sleep aid. But what time do I take it? Oh, that's a great one. I fall asleep like I'm encased in concrete, but my eyes are open and that's pretty much it. The rest of the body's like dragging along behind it. I took like Tylenol nighttime last night. Two of them. It was
just
awesome.
To sleep.
I fell asleep. Yeah, just to sleep. It's in rotation with sleepy time, some kind of tea I have, melatonin, neocitrin. Sometimes I have the oil and the gummies to go along with it. The nighttime gummies, right? The ones that put you to sleep.
Yeah.
But I need to find the balance of, okay, what's going to put me to sleep? What time do I take them, right? And if I wake up, is everything in my – like I took sleeping pills one time and I loved them. Because I had some kind of thing going on with my health. And the doctor I went to him, I said, look, I need some more of those sleeping pills. They're amazing. And he said, you have an addictive personality. You're not having any more sleeping pills. That is your one prescription for life. I'm like, ah, damn. You know, but I find that most of these things where you just can't wake up. Like, it did its job putting you to sleep. But now I'm just knackered. You know what I mean?
Okay, but what time do you get up in the morning?
4:27.
Okay, so then back up 8 hours, and that's when you should take any kind of nighttime thing.
Okay, so last time I took it at 7:27, last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're probably 19 hours later since I took it on this broadcast, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's
really?
Only one day this week. Yeah, I just can't, I don't know, I can't slip out of it, man. I don't know what to do.
Well, then maybe.
During the Calgary Stampede, I just used booze to put me to sleep, right? But that's different. Then I'm up peeing all night. What's your strategy?
I go to bed.
Okay.
That's it.
Nothing else?
And if I've ever, like I have taken CBD gummies to go to sleep, because sometimes you just need to relax, you know, you need to take it down a notch. But the one time I didn't pay attention to what time it was, I was so groggy the next day. And then I thought, okay, so at least if I had to do it 8 hours before I have to get up, at least I'll be a little chipper. And that worked. So I backed it up 8 hours, and that's when I took it the next time I needed
it. Like, sometimes if you don't sleep very well, you're a little punchy in the morning, which is good, but you can't be punchy 5 days a week. I don't know. It's more it's more of a head game than anything, I find. And if it's neocitrin, Laura, like, I put, like, so little water in there, it's just, like, concentrate, really. Because I don't want – again, back to the pee breaks. It's a balance of everything going on, so.
Man, that's a lot of stuff, Mookie.
It's a lot of stress. You know, I'm 5 hours away from thinking about my next sleep agent, and I'm like, what the hell do I do? I don't know.
Don't you ever try those breathing techniques where you take all the deep breaths and it eventually makes you feel nice and tired and off you go to sleep?
I have not, but a week tomorrow, I'll tell you this. I'm going for a sleep apnea test.
Oh.
I don't know how to study. If I've been studying for all my life, I'm doing terribly on the exam because, like we just talked about, sleep is not going very well. But, yeah, so I get the mask, and then I guess they get some kind of report as to when I wake up, when I stop breathing. Mm-hmm. It's just not – it's a matter of, you know – when I stop breathing. How many times do I stop breathing? Like, I know I snore and I know that I need... Because my... Did I tell you my hygienist said I have a small mouth? I have nowhere for my tongue to go?
Oh.
Yeah, that's odd.
You anyway, have a small mouth?
I guess so.
I mean, mine told me I have a small mouth. You know, right. When you get x-rays done, those little x-ray things, I always have to have the kids' little x-ray pads that they put in your mouth.
Oh, wow. It's the first time ever I'll have you know that they said I had a small mouth. No one's ever said that before. They're like, that guy's got a small mouth. Have you heard him on the radio? He's got the biggest mouth I know. He's the mouthiest guy ever. Yeah, that's me.
That's great. Yeah. Well, that was a fun 4 minutes. They'll probably have a solution for you after your sleep test. Maybe you'll get the mask and you'll have some. Wait, do you already have a mask?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So maybe you'll get that. Maybe that'll help you sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why do you take the test? So I get the mask for free? Is that why? Or I don't even know.
That one I don't know, but they can tell you how many times you stop breathing in the night or if you have any other problems.
Like, do I want to know that? Or?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. What do you mean other problems? Like what?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never had to take the test.
Well, I think you do if you bring that up. What do you mean other problems? Like psychologically? What do you mean physically?
Snoring? Maybe you have something going on with your nose or who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, can't wait. Thank God.
The thing
only
is,
a week away.
They might be able to tell you the next morning too. You know how many times you stopped breathing last night?
Right. Well, yeah. Just call me when I stop breathing and wake me up. My God. Yeah. Let's not risk it here.
Go shake them. Get them awake there. So I think that maybe, so we're going to move on to the next topic because you didn't sleep well, but you were all over the place all weekend. So,
yeah.
4 minutes. Let's go.
So it's been great, Laura, because the weather's been fantastic, right? It's been like 15 degrees every day. I'm like, we are Kelowna without the lakes, right? It's 15 degrees. You can go skiing if you want. You can just suntan if you want. But yeah, so winter walloped us last week. There was a day on Thursday where it was 15 degrees, and then we took the dogs for a walk. It's like, oh my God, things are changing, right? It was getting cold. It was getting windy. We had to go to the place where my son plays hockey, Rocky Mountain House. Here's the thing. He doesn't live there during the season. It's 2 hours and 6 minutes away. It's a couple hundred kilometers away, okay?
Yeah.
And it's down rural roads. I've only, you know, seen, maybe had a brush with wildlife a few times. There's moose, there's deer, there's all kinds of things. Thursday, group text, coach is like, hey, come on up. Roads are amazing up here. Okay, flash forward, is it fast forward? Whatever it is, a few hours later, everybody is stranded in different parts of the province. Different hotels, different bars, whatever. We tried to go home two different ways. Highways were closed. It was howling wind. There's people upside down in the ditch. Every ambulance or fire truck is already on the road. So, like, you know what? Let's just go back to the town, stay in the hotel, and bunker down. And I said, do you don't want to go to Boston Pizza, grab some snacks, grab a drink? And then once I hit the bed, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. But, yeah, so this is my life. So two practices a week, 400 kilometers, right,
whoa,
return. A couple of games, 400 kilometers return. I think we did 1,600 kilometers this weekend, stayed in two separate Best Westerns, two different parts of the province. But you know what? I'm going to miss it when it goes. By sleeping over on Thursday, unfortunately could not make it to work on Friday. But hey,
right,
shit happens, Laura. Life's staying alive, I find, is more important than actually trying to navigate through like 14 inches of snow on the road.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Crazy, hey?
So how long does it take to get there? Just a couple hours? 2.5 hours?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, so yesterday the weather was a little dicey, a little bit slippery.
Yeah.
Game's at 2:30 in the afternoon. So we leave at 10. He's got to be there 2 hours early because he's got to do the warm-ups on and off the ice. Got to have the important coaches talk, all that kind of stuff. Got to play the 2.5-hour game and then the stuff afterwards, and then you drive home. So we left at 10 in the morning, got home at 9 at night, which is not bad for a game. But, yeah, if you leave for practice, so, like, tomorrow night we're going to leave at 4:40. for a 7:45 practice. It's over at 9, home at 11:30. So, like, anybody in minor hockey right now taking for granted that you live 10 minutes from the rink, practice is an hour. It's maybe an hour and a half of your time. Yeah, our practices are like 7 hours of our time, but it's fun. It's an adventure. I get a captive audience if I got a dad him. You know, like, I mean, he dad stuff to talk about, but yeah. No, he's a good guy. We have some fun. And one day this is all going to end and I'm going to be sad.
Right.
So I cannot complain. It's just every time we go out, it's an adventure in some capacity.
That is crazy. And then you're not back till what, 10, 11 at night. And then you have to get up at what time did you say you get up in the morning?
Right. Right. So like sometimes he'll drive home and halfway I'll be like, okay, I'll take a couple melatonin right now. But then I want to stay awake because like he's driving. What happens if something goes sideways while he's driving? Yeah. I'm supposed to be the dad. And he's like, whatever. So I'll stream a game or something like that. Take some melatonin. Off we go, man. La La Land, hopefully, for an hour anyway. But then you're like one eye open because you're a dad and your kid's driving. You know what I mean? Like he's not a kid. He's 19, but still.
Yep. And we're running kids back and forth every day from school to home. And yeah, that's a lot more than what we have to
totally.
Do.
Totally. Yeah, end of the year, by the way, it's about 50,000 kilometers.
Times that by how much for gas? Yikes.
Yeah, that part we're not going to talk about.
Okay, and that was our 4 minutes on that. That was pretty good. So we're changing subjects now. We're going to talk about the furry little loveys in our house. And well, mine's not little anymore. The big one is Sasha. And looked out the window the other day, and there she is eating poop. That's what our
fudgicles.
Next topic is.
Fudgicles, right? Poopsicles, yeah.
We had a dog, Elvis. He came in once, and he used to bring them in frozen. He looked like he had a stogie sticking out of his mouth.
I know, right? Our old dog ate, when we had cats, out of the litter box. I'm like, did you make coconut rolls? Oh, no, you didn't, hey? Yeah, they're eating shit out of the litter box. Just when you think your dogs are smart, like so intelligent and everything else, you're like, you are the dumbest beasts on earth. What are you doing?
Well, Sasha's a Dane Mastiff, and it's you see her when she's out there. I have never seen her eat poo, ever. And now to see that, she's always licking our hands and tries to lick our faces. So that is gross.
Yeah, we get faces all the time. Yeah, like last night, Barkley missed me so much. I was gone for a couple hours. I came home and gave me a smacker right across the lips. And I'm like, oh, don't tell me now he's eating poo. Gross, right? And then what do? Like have a shower, get a scraper, steel wool. You know, all the above. I don't even know anymore, man.
Spray some Lysol.
Oh, I know. So what do?
Well, she's not allowed to lick us anymore. I mean, I never really liked because she's so big. If she licks your face, it's your whole face that gets the lick. So no more of that. I don't mind if she licks my hand. Yeah.
But they aim for your lips, I swear to God.
Well, there might be some food left there.
Well, it's a good recycling program, right? They probably shit, then they eat their own shit, then they shit the shit. Like, where do we stop in this vicious cycle?
Eventually, the protein runs out, though.
Is that what happens?
I don't know.
Well, we had a vet one time when our dog was eating elk poo in Banff. They said, for what they eat for a diet with all the hay and oats and all that kind of stuff, it's actually not bad for them. You know, it's got a chocolate casing on it. Yeah. Chocolate covered hay. Yeah, not stuff I want my stocking, Santa. Thank you, though.
My son has a small dog. It's a little chihuahua. And he's always licking his lips and in his mouth and up his nose. That is so gross.
Have you ever Googled what happens if dogs that just ate feces lick your kid's face?
Him this. The boy is 27.
Okay. 27. Okay, that makes sense. Well, you're on your own at that point. You did what you could as a parent.
Yeah, I've
and you failed. And you obviously failed.
Yeah, but have you ever let your dog lick your nose like that?
I don't let him. I'll like nap on the couch and all of a sudden, it's a blind side. If I saw him coming or knew, like I should probably just turn the other way in towards the couch instead of outward. But usually I'm watching a movie or TV or something like that and I fall asleep and he takes advantage. He knows what he's doing.
How much people food do your dogs get?
All of it.
Yeah, you don't care about it? I mean, I don't mind giving Sasha some stuff because she stands there and stares at you anyways, or sits there and stares at you. But there's been times where Joe has given her stuff she probably shouldn't have that might be a little spice, and you can hear it, rumbling in her gut, and then you can smell it.
Barkley, our golden retriever, like begs for, and he'll eat absolutely everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Bananas, he's in. Tomatoes, he ate like a piece of onion. My wife's like, that's toxic. I'm like, I don't really have a choice at this point. You know, if something falls off the counter, I can't beat him to it. I can't wrestle it out of his mouth. So basically, you got to lock him up while I'm eating or cutting or whatever, or he's going to get it no matter what. So.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I do give this girl treats. I'm the one that brought her in the house. But I can't pet her if I'm sitting on the other side of Joseph. If she's lying beside Joe and he's petting her, if I reach across to give her a pet, she is attacking me. So I just say,
I don't know where you rank in the pack, but you should be above the dog. I think, right?
I am the pack. Like, seriously, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here, bitch.
And I mean, bitch. Yeah.
Yes. And then she's like, I'll say, go get your toy, because I'm afraid she is going to attack me. And then she runs and gets a toy, and then we play. I'm just saving my life here.
No kidding, eh? I mean, you think maybe the cop could help you once in a while, but no, hey?
No, I think he enjoys it. Like, she loves him. Jerk.
Piss her off again so I can be ranked number one even higher.
Right? All I did was pet her.
Crazy stuff.
Anyways, that is that for that. We've gone over, actually, 4 minutes talking about dog poo.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go try some right now. I'll let you know. I'll get back to you next week and tell you how it is. Do I get the fresh stuff or, you know, the frozen stuff? It's pretty cold here now, so.
I am not. I'm not, and I would love to hear about it. You get back to us, even if it's a Tootsie Rollie try.
Will do, my friend. Will do. So we'll chat to you next week, next time, same time, whatever.
You bet. You bet.
Goodbye, Ontario.
Bye, Calgary.
Enjoy taking all the American booze out of your liquor stores. Counter tariff, here we come.
We're going to be just fine.
All right. Good times, my friend.